It's fall, and that means birds are winging their way through Massachusetts on their way south for the winter, and the Menomet Observatory in Plymouth has kicked into high gear. Menomet is one of the oldest banding labs in North America. By placing ankle bands on birds passing through their woods, it's been tracking the rise and fall of species for more than 50 years. This morning, WBUR's Barbara Moran takes us there at the height of the fall migration to learn about how the birds are adjusting to habitat loss and climate change.
Fall is busy if you're a migrating bird. You got to spend all day stuffing yourself with bugs and berries to fatten up for the long flight south. It's pretty safe to say that getting caught in a net was not on this bird's to-do list. Megan Gray stoops down and gently untangles the bird. It's slate gray, a little smaller than a pigeon, with a sweeping, graceful tail.
What is it?
So this is a gray catbird, nice. One of our most commonly banded birds at Menomet.
Oh, it already has a band.
It already has a band. So we banded this bird probably a week or so ago, and he's still been here. He's been fattening up for migration, and we just caught him again.
Gray, one of the lead banders at Menomet, gently slides the bird into a small cloth bag. This time of year, the banders can catch 100 birds a day in the half mile of nets stretched alongside paths in the woods. Even walking right next to the nets, they're really hard to see.
Oh! Yeah, right? You guys almost walked into it. This is one of our nets. It's called a mist net. It basically looks like a 7-foot-tall, 40-foot-long hairnet.
Evan Dalton is the director of the Menomet Observatory, which has been catching, banding, and tracking birds since the 1960s. He says birds do a lot for humans. They attract tourists, they eat tons of bugs, and they give us clues about how the planet's holding up. When the birds aren't doing so well, it's usually because something in the ecosystem is out of whack, and that's generally not great news for us.
Many people have come to the realization that birds are fantastic indicators of ecological health. We're actually able to study movements of birds throughout hemispheres at this point, just through simple bird banding practices even.
The team walks the nets exactly once each hour from about dawn to dusk, carefully gathering every bird they find, including woodpeckers, wrens, the occasional hawk, and lots of catbirds.
It's another catbird?
Yes. Another great catbird.
By the way, they're called catbirds because they sound like cats, sort of.
And this is kind of the catbird time of year?
It's always the catbird time of year.
The team brings the birds back to the lab, measures and weighs them, checks their ages and sex. Then they give each bird a tiny numbered band around his ankle, except for repeat visitors that already have a band, like that first catbird they found. They record all the information on the computer, then they set the birds free.
People that do this, they care immensely about the birds that we're handling.
Amy Hogan is one of the bird banders.
We've got it down pretty much to an art that we can usually get a bird processed out of a net and out and back in the world in like 10 minutes. The data is not more important to us than the bird is.
The data are important, though. The information collected at Menomet over 5 decades shows a striking decline in a majority of bird species migrating through. Their findings parallel a landmark 2019 study reporting 3 billion fewer birds in the U.S. and Canada now than in 1970. Scientists call that a staggering loss that suggests the very fabric of North America's ecosystem is unraveling. Evan Dalton says the reasons for population decline vary from species to species. There are still lots of catbirds in Plymouth, for instance, but they travel thousands of miles each year. Losing a remote habitat to development, sea level rise, or wildfires can hurt them.
It has a breeding territory. It's got spots that it likes to stop at during its southward migration. And then it has a territory on its wintering ground. So this bird could have a dozen or more spots that are very important to its annual cycle. The loss of one of those could completely throw them on a tailspin.
Climate change has helped some bird species. Warmer winters have led to way more Carolina wrens and northern cardinals in the Northeast than there used to be. But warmer, earlier springs are leading to earlier insect hatchings, and that could throw migrating birds off their game. The birds may show up in May to gorge on green caterpillars, only to find the bugs have already come and gone. It's called an ecological mismatch, and it can become more common with climate change. Back at the lab, the banders look up the number of that catbird they caught earlier. Turns out it was born last summer.
So yeah, that bird hatched out in a nest last year, and then it migrated south somewhere. It could have gone as far as the Yucatan, and then it's come through again. So it spent time building up fat along the coast, and it liked it, so it's going to come back.
To Mexico and back is a long way for a little bird to fly. And that journey in itself has a lot to teach us, says Dalton. Birds see the world without borders, as one interconnected and interdependent ecosystem. To protect them and ourselves from the worst effects of climate change, he says, maybe a bird's eye view is just what we need. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Barbara Moran.